Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. In October of 2017 at the Feast of Tabernacles, I had a heart attack. I was rushed to the hospital, they did surgery, and then they proceeded to prescribe all kinds of big pharma stuff for my bad diabetes that I discovered I had. Well, the big pharma did absolutely nothing to help my healing or the diabetes. So this year, in 2018, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, right after Passover, my friend Patrick had brought some longevity products from yourdiyhealth.com. He gave me them as I needed to be shown that they work because I'm such a terrible skeptic. Well, these things provided my body with the nutrients needed to heal itself, and I am absolutely amazed. I am not used to endorsing anything, but this stuff has worked wonders for me. You can contact Jim Ram, whose show is on EFR, at yourdiyhealth.com. That's yourdiyhealth.com. And the toll-free order number for those longevity products is 855-809-6864. That's 855-809-6864. If you have any of the problems that I was experiencing with diabetes or slow healing, I suggest that you try these products. I am sold on them. They really work. Thank you very much for your time, and may Yahweh bless and keep you.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh. This is your wake-up call, and this wake-up call is for the 10th of May, 2018. I'm Pastor Steve. The title of today's sermon is On Our Hearts. On Our Hearts. I'm going to first read from the Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 31. And then I'm going to go back and read in Hebrews, and then I'm going to launch into the sermon. Verse 31 of chapter 31 of Jeremiah. I'm reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. That's my personal favorite Bible. It's a sacred name Bible, so that's one of the reasons. Verse 31. See, the days are coming, declares Yahweh, when I shall make a renewed covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I strengthened their hand to bring them out of the land of Mitzrayim, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, declares Yahweh. Okay, that's the story of the Exodus, etc., etc. Verse 33, for this is the covenant I shall make with the house of Israel after those days, declares Yahweh. I shall put my Torah in their inward parts. And that means we're going to have it inside of us. We're going to know the law. It's going to be in us. Okay, continuing on. And write it on their hearts. On their hearts, okay? And I shall be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Verse 34. And no longer shall they teach each one his neighbor and each one his brother, saying, know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares Yahweh. For I shall forgive their crookedness and remember their sin no more. How does he forgive the crookedness? He forgives the crookedness because of the actions of Yahweh in the flesh, Yahshua HaMashiach. Now, all through the Old Testament, Yahweh tells us that he is our Savior. I will save you. I am your Savior. I am your Savior. Now, let's go to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, the New Covenant. It's called New Covenant for a reason. We're in chapter 10 of Hebrews. Chapter 10, we're going to start at verse 14. I'm giving people time to get there, okay? Verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected for all time. I'm separating it into little sections here. For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are being set apart. That's verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 10. Now verse 15. And the set apart spirit also witnesses to us. For after having said before, now this flashes back in verse 16 to what I just read. Verse 16. This is the covenant that I shall make with them after those days, says Yahweh, giving my laws, that's the Torah, into their hearts and in their minds I shall write them. Verse 17. And their sins and their lawlessnesses I shall remember no more. It goes on here. Verse 18. Now, where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer a slaughter for sin. No, there no longer is. We don't do animal sacrifice because all that did was put it off for a year. Verse 19. So, brothers, having boldness to enter into the set apart place by the blood of Yahshua, verse 20, by a new and living way which he instituted for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. Verse 21. And having a high priest over the house of Elohim, verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in completeness of belief, having our hearts sprinkled from a wicked conscience and our bodies washed with clean water. Now that was a ceremonial thing where they would do a mikvah and ceremonial cleansing of the body so they could go to the temple to pray, okay? That'll end what I'm going to read for right now. Keep that chapter open because I'm going to read another verse or two a little bit later in the book of Hebrews. So keep Hebrews open in the same chapter, chapter 10. All right, he has said he's going to have this on our hearts. Well, there are several contenders today for the hearts of the people. There's the true word of Yahweh, which we endeavor to teach here at EFR. The Israel identity message as to who we are, who these covenants were with, and who they are not with. Okay, it's very clear that Yahshua himself said, I come not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He doesn't come for anybody else. Now, your Judeo-Christian pastors are not going to preach that. They're going to avoid that passage like the proverbial plague, because it wrecks their whole agenda. The only ones whose law is going to be written on their hearts, okay, is Israel. And we see the behavior of the other peoples of this earth, this planet. And it's very evident that the law of Yahweh is not written on their hearts. It is also quite evident by the behavior of many, many, many of our own people of Israel, the Caucasian people, that the contender for the hearts of the people has written his law on their hearts instead of the law of Yahweh. Because they go to these so-called churches, and in those churches, they blatantly and openly disobey the law of Yahweh, and they teach others so. They teach them how to race mix. They teach them that homosexuality is an acceptable lifestyle and we need to be tolerant. There are those that teach that the J word can be saved. When the book of Obadiah clearly says they will be destroyed. Because they deny Yeshua Messiah. They were the ones responsible for his death, which was preordained, because he needed to be sacrificed as the final sacrifice for sin. So now we don't sacrifice animals anymore. He was the forgiveness of the sins, and there is no longer a slaughter for sin. Verse 18 of chapter 10 of Hebrews, it says there's no longer a slaughter offering, because the blood of bulls and goats only put sin off for a year. It wasn't a permanent covering. And Yahweh so loved his order of arrangement, not the world, not Tebel, but the order of arrangement that he had established here, that he gave his only begotten son for this final sacrifice. Now, the Judeo-Christian churches have taken that belief, he died for our sins. And when they say our sins, they mean everybody's sin. They're universalists. When Yahshua himself clearly stated he comes only for the house of Israel. Only one people has been chosen by Yahweh. We were not the choosers. He was the chooser. Now, these brothers and sisters of Israel that are going to these churches are under strong delusion. It also says in Scripture that they would be under a strong delusion in these last days. Well, we certainly are in the last days. We're seeing all the prophecies come true. And we've got a while to go. We're still reaching out. We're preaching and teaching the word. Very, very soon, by all indications, the the grace period's going to end. And this opportunity for forgiveness will be withdrawn. And then the wrath will come. In these last days, we are seeing the children of the adversary go absolutely panic-stricken and go berserk and passing laws and committing murders and harassing our people, cutting off websites, cutting off information, because they can't stand the heat of the truth. And if you give the full word of Yahweh as it was given to us, and you don't try to agendize it and change it to bring more patrons into your business that you call a church, you are a member of the ecclesia, the called out ones, and you don't go to these big mega churches, and you don't participate in the financial skullduggery that goes on there. You are part of the true remnant, and you are repulsed by the actions of these adversaries, and you see clearly how their actions go contrary to the law. That's because that law is written on your heart. It's within you, in your inward parts. You cannot separate yourself from it. Now, we're giving the word and we're preaching to those of Israel that are sitting on the fence, hoping to wake a bunch of them up so the law will be written on their hearts. Now, a lot of them, the law is in there, but they're not following it. And their conscience is bothering them for a certain period of time, and then after so much disobedience and after following the cult practices of these Judeo-Christian churches, their conscience is seared, and they fully believe in the deceiver's version of what they think is the law, and that deceiver's version has little bits and pieces of the real law in it, but it is twisted and interpreted to give a strong delusion, again, to those of the chosen people and draw them away from the Spirit-given law that comes from Yahweh. And they go to these Sunday cult places, and they sit down with homosexuals and mixed breeds, and they are taught that all of this is acceptable because that has been written on their hearts. There is a division in these last days. A division. Yeshua said, "No one comes to the Father except through me, and only if he draws him." Well, these people that have been deceived have heard a little bit of the word, and they understand that there was a Savior, but they have been drawn off onto a separate tract. And they are believing on the word of these evil people that is giving them the strong delusion. And after so long of following the wrong path, Yahweh says, well, your conscience is seared, and I'm going to withdraw from you. And he does. What we need to realize, brothers and sisters, that today there are those that have, by their actions and by their beliefs and by what is written on their heart by the deceiver, they've seared their conscience and they are no longer capable of the offer that Yahweh has made to us. They are beyond redemption. They're going to continue in their folly. You can talk to them. You will be rejected. The message will be rejected. They will hate you. They will badmouth you in their community. They will do everything they can to financially harm you. You wouldn't believe what Joe believes. Oh, man, he's one of those racists. And he said that the white people are true Israel. You need to let him go. He doesn't need to be working at your Christian company. So you get fired. Well, we just no longer need your services. They don't give you a reason. They just let you go, and you're without a job for your belief, because the real law is written on your heart. Okay? And Yahweh told us clearly we would suffer for this. This is not a free ride. It's not like the adversaries' religion, where you join their social club. You will be hated for his namesake. Told us this. He told us to occupy until the end. He told us we would be in a spiritual as well as a physical battle. And boy, that's coming to pass. If you believe the truth and you try to live it in your life, you will be made into an outcast by the cult followers of the false Judeo-Christian religion, quote unquote. They won't want anything to do with you. Well, what does the scripture say? Come out from among them and be ye separate. Well, having Yahweh's truth and his law written on your heart will result in this. And a lot of people don't want to follow what we actually believe and live that lifestyle because they don't want to suffer the worldly trouble that it brings. Talking to a brother the other day, he's got one of my Bibles and he studies it in secret. And he told me that he doesn't discuss this with his family. Because if he did, they would kick him out. His wife would leave him. His children would reject him. His brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and the family group, they're all Judeo-Christians, and they would all cast him out. Now, he believes, but he hasn't got the wherewithal yet to come out from among them. He doesn't have the wherewithal to step up and proclaim the truth. If the truth were known about what he believes, he would lose his job. This is the adversary's way of keeping us down. It takes great courage to proclaim, I am an Israelite. I follow the law of Yahweh. I'm not going to race mix. I'm not going to eat pork, catfish, shellfish. I'm not going to go to church on Sunday. I'm not going to celebrate Christ's Mass or Ishtar Sunday. Not gonna do these things because it is against the law of Yahweh. And then you're going to get hit by society. They're going to unload both barrels on you. I'm telling you, and that is a major problem for most people. They won't place them in the position, they won't place themselves in a position to be persecuted. They're comfortable, and they don't fear Yahweh as much as they fear ostracism from their cult church. And it's resulting financial problems. That rule, that still rules their life, so they are fence sitters. They are not bold in the faith. They will not proclaim it. They're just hoping that it'll all come out in the wash. Well, Scripture says if you don't love Yahweh more than your family, he will cast you out. You got to place him first. You got to place his rules first. You got to follow those rules. And those of us who do, that live that life, even out in public, I walk around in the community and I'm not part of the system. I wear my tzitzit shirt and witness to people of the Caucasian persuasion. I don't cast my pearls before swine. I don't attend the Negro services. Oh, you're a preacher. You need to come to the church and talk and preach to us. No, I'm not going to come to your church and preach to you. You are not of Israel. I am not concerned with you. I am only concerned with my racial, oh, there's that nasty word, brothers and sisters. Those of the house of Israel, the true people that Yahweh chose. He did not choose the others. Now that law is on my heart. I don't need to have it repeated to me over and over and over and over. As it says in Hebrews here, I don't need to have people tell me, know Yahweh. I know Yahweh. Years ago, I was a fence sitter just like everybody else. I was no different. I am an Adamic man, and I was subject to the same temptations and pressures that everybody else is subjected to. I wasn't given a pass on that, and I'm not given a pass on that today. I have great repercussions in my life because of my belief and my actions on my belief. I do everything I can to live what it tells me to live by in the scriptures. And boy, it makes it hard. What did Yeshua say? He who loves his life shall lose it. Well, what life is that? Does that mean your physical life? It can mean that. But it means primarily your life in the world today. If you love what you've got, you love your stuff, you love the financial blessings that you get from the community that is living in strong delusion, that's how they keep you in their little fold. You are prospering in this world. Money. But he also says, he who loses his life shall have everlasting life. In other words, if you lose your life in this world and you give up that safety blanket of strong delusion and you follow the word, even if you get slammed for it here in this world, you're going to have eternal life. And the implications of that, that they do not teach in the Judeo-Christian churches, is if you follow the way of Yeshua, you will have eternal life. But if you don't follow our way, you're going to be punished in this world. And this world continues to lead astray many of our kindred. Yes, I understand how upset you are, brothers and sisters. I am also upset. I'm on the radio. I'm preaching the word. And I try to witness to selected people in the community that might be receptive to hearing the truth. 99.9% of the time, I get rejected and they recoil from me in horror because they are under that strong delusion, and the strong delusion is really strong. That it has taken over their mind. It says here, I will write it on your mind. So you think in terms of the law. You don't think in terms of everyday society and the world. Your entire mindset is different because it's written on your heart. And your heart is the center of your emotions when they speak of the heart, not the physical beating organ in your body. Your emotional being, okay, your heart, the heart of you, what you truly believe, your core beliefs, okay, that's a better term, your core beliefs and the resulting action because of those core beliefs. If you truly believe it, you will put it into action. You will live it. I do. It's rough. I'm not telling you that you're going to prosper. I'm not Joel Osteen. I'm not teaching prosperity stuff. I'm talking about your eternal life, which lasts a lot longer than the one in this world. Are you asking us to give up all this stuff? Yes. Yes, I am. Well, you're crazy. No. I'm born from above. My conscience is not seared. I don't love stuff. I love Yahweh and His rules over everything else, including the stuff in this world and my own physical life. Because I realize now how temporary all the stuff and indeed your physical existence is. He says, occupy until I return, even unto death. Whoa. Whew. People read that and it hammers them so hard. They shy away. They shy away. They're following the world, and Scripture says many will be called, but few will be chosen. He's putting out the call, and so are we here. Putting out the call to all the Israelites. But those who try to stay in the world will not be of the chosen ones. And we as Israel must accept that fact that most will not have the word written on their heart. They won't have it written on their heart. They're not open to it. They love their stuff. They love the world. Their core belief is such that they are unreceptive to Yahweh's call. And if they keep living their life long enough, their conscience will be seared and He will withdraw the Holy Spirit and their opportunity for eternal life will have disappeared. We don't have to like that, okay? But He sets the rules, not us. This is a difficult fact we need to realize. The truth can be very, very unpleasant, but it does not make it less the truth. The hardest part of being an identitarian, such as we are, is watching all the others go down the tube. That hurts us. It makes us grieve. It's just terrible. Because His law is written on our hearts, and the love that comes with that law is also written on that heart. And we love these brothers and sisters, and we don't want to see them go down that delusional path. And we try and we try and we try and we try and we hope and we pray. I understand. I fully understand. But the choice has to be up to them. They have to break out and come out from among them and be ye separate. They have to make that choice to do that, to come into Yahweh's kingdom. Now look at the Amish. Rough life. They live a particular lifestyle. They don't have automobiles. They don't use electricity. They don't have running water. They have a well. And they pump their own water. They live like that. And you don't think that life is hard? Well, if we come out from among them and are separate, it also means we're giving up the little perks and goodies that society has to offer. And that makes it hard. It's going to be equally as hard for us. But we have to be mentally tough, because His law is written on our hearts. And if the law is on our hearts, we can't help except to follow it. We don't have a choice anymore. We have chosen to follow the teachings of our Messiah. He rules our hearts. And our hearts are not ruled by the world anymore, because He's written it on our hearts. And if we try to break away and maybe slip back a little bit, our conscience is going to just eat us up. Whew. You'll have no life. It will eat you alive. And you tell that to people, and they look at you like you got two heads. Oh man, you're crazy. You're under a delusion. But until they're touched by the Holy Spirit, they just don't know what we receive when we receive the Spirit of Yahweh. They don't get it. They just don't get it, because the law's not written on their hearts. It's written on our hearts. And once we give ourselves to Yahweh completely, and we try to obey His laws, there's no way back. I mean, if you backslide after that, and you go back into the world, you're not going to be happy. You're just not. And you will have rejected the offer made by Yahweh. And you're going to know your fate, and that's going to eat you alive. That's going to eat you up. You will be so miserable. Oh, they'll try to ply you with material items. You might even financially prosper, because that's all the ruler of this world has to offer you, is little goodies and stuff. But you will have lost the opportunity for eternal life. And when you're done here, you're done. You're really done. Because you're going to have to face that judgment and suffer that second death. Oh, I called you and you came over for a time, but you have the heart of stony ground, and the seeds couldn't take root, and you went back into the world. You understand in your mind the laws of Yahweh. Well, the devil understands in his mind the laws of Yahweh, but is he going to follow them? No. Is there redemption for the devil? No. No. Is there redemption for the devil's children that have the DNA of the devil? No. And those of us who are teaching that those creatures mentioned in Obadiah can be saved, that teacher is uttering a lie, and he's going to pay for that lie, whatever teacher it might be. Now, because they are of the world, and they are of their father, the devil, and their father's works they seek to do. And if they deny the Christ, which they do, and follow the Talmud, they are doomed. They're not us. And they're not Israel. They are of mixed breed and have no eternal soul. They are born dead spiritually from the womb. And some of them can even be rather nice to your face, but deep down inside on their heart is written the adversary's rules. They're going to follow their father, not our father. Because they don't have the same heart as we have. In other words, the same spirit. They have a different spiritual makeup. And there's absolutely nothing we can do to help them. Can't help them. They're doomed. So why waste our time trying? There's no point in it. It's pointless. We need to concentrate on being with our own people, of our own seed line, of our own Adelphos, as it says in the New Testament, from the same womb. Israel needs to be with Israel and nobody else. I mean, you're stuck in this world, you have to deal with them daily, but you don't let your heart be with them. You just don't. It's fruitless, it's pointless. If Yahweh's law is written on your heart, your life is going to be different. And if your life is not different and you don't feel this way and you're hearing this word and it's making you think and wonder and ponder, perhaps you're one of the called ones and you need to investigate and read it further. And this is a call to give your entire heart and being to Yahweh. He is calling. Will you be one of the chosen? That's a decision you have to make. I'm not calling for an altar call where you go up and make a dog and pony show. This is a personal one-on-one relationship between you and the Father. It's not a game. It's not part of the social club. It's one on one. There is only one El, and that is Yahweh, and only one Redeemer, and that is Yahshua. You have to choose. Well, I'm coming down the end of the hour here. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And I hope I've given you some insight and some inspiration. I hope you make the right choice if you haven't already. If you have, good for you, brothers and sisters. Good for you. Praise Yahweh. I'll talk to you again in the next show.
Lift, lift, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.